it's a matter of trust, you know, and that comes through me bringing him information that he finds useful, that's helping him. And I think we've had a good, you know, building of that trust over the past 6 to 8 months that we've been together, you know, and I think that's got to continue. Obviously, the last few weeks have not been as productive as they need to be. I think everybody's on the same page with that, and I think we're at the point, the two of us together, you know, we can talk about that honestly and talk about, you know, the solutions and what needs to happen, and it's about execution, and that's it. It's about us executing, working harder, and being prepared to take on the next opponent and what the challenges that they bring. That's it.
Are you the guy who can kind of remind him that he can't hit the four-run homer with no one on base? You know what I mean? When you see the plays when guys are hanging on him and he's trying to do something, are you that guy who can do that?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm that guy. I mean, obviously, that's my job, and I do it. And what I mean by that, let me be clear on that. I'm not sure he needs that. He knows as soon as something like that happens. He knows, you know, and certainly he gets reminded of that in a lot of different ways, you know, from the head coach to obviously the offensive coordinator to me, you know, so it's kind of one of those things that I know he knows it, but he's being reminded of those things, you know, all the time. So it's, you know, am I the only guy? No. Am I one in the link that has to handle that as part of my job? Absolutely.
Have you ever been around a quarterback who's had such a big gap in where he was playing? I mean, he was at an MVP level, and then the last couple of weeks has just been, like, regressed to rookiehood, it seems like,
Yeah. I know it's not all him, but
right. But his numbers-wise, have you ever been around a quarterback that has that kind of discrepancy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, when you get into a situation like this, you know, I haven't examined, you know, other numbers that I've been around in that part of it. Certainly there's been a drop-off in the level of production, and I think that's evident to everyone. There's a lot of different reasons for it, and I think it comes down to a matter of an entire offensive unit, you know, coming together and executing at a higher level, and that's everyone. So as a quarterback group, we certainly play a big part in it, and we'll work and we'll get it right. That's it.
Are there areas with Eli that you have seen a difference in since the production has dropped off a little bit?
You know, I don't know if I can come up with anything specifically that there's an overlying things. I think, you know, certain plays you may see, you know, somewhere where one play failed, there might be one reason for it, and then another one, you know, something else. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of different factors that go in. But, no, I haven't seen one underlying common theme to this is the problem, you know, the grand answer. The answer is better execution as a unit. And obviously we're part of that.